This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks for listening. We're broadcasting today once again from our affiliate station KUT in Austin, Texas. And yesterday, as legislators gathered here in the Texas state capitol, right at the beginning of the legislative session, for conservatives, it was a mixture of feelings about what just happened last November.
If only men had voted, Romney would be president. Romney won the male vote 52-45. That's pretty significant.
That's the head of the Texas Republican Party, Steve Munisteri. He's done the numbers nationally as well as statewide, and while he says the November election brought lots of good news for the GOP in Texas, nationally it was a debacle. For the head of the party, 2012 looked more like a head wound. And Munisteri says it was self-inflicted.
When you lose the female vote 55-44 and women turn out in a significantly higher number, I think you have to look at that. So I would just sum it up like this: bad campaign.
Steve was one of a group of people gathered to talk about lessons from 2012 here in Austin. Brad Bailey is a conservative businessman who champions immigration issues in Texas. He says from the campaign software to the political message, the national GOP needs a fresh approach.
You know, we've got to look at a total different software program, and we've got to look at a total different development plan to go after the youth vote and connect, because some of the greatest leaders we've had in our party have come up through college Republicans and young Republicans. You know, how do we need to invigorate and get those organizations working hard with us?
Outgoing Republican state legislator and former Democrat Aaron Pena told this group of conservative activists that it was a combination of bad campaign and bad candidate, at least for his constituents, who generally have no problem voting for the GOP.
Romney, I will tell you, back home, it was a very tough sell, a very tough sell. Especially when he started talking about issues that were of primary concern to my community. We need to have people who talk about the issues that matter to ordinary people. Sometimes our messaging is geared towards winning primaries, and the arguments that are made during primaries wound us to such a degree that when it comes to a general election, it's very difficult to win.
Very difficult, Pena said. And as far as Hispanics and Latino voters were concerned this year, the numbers were impossible. Aaron Pena said that hurt.
You know, when somebody doesn't invite you to the party, well, you know that you're not welcome. Or when they invite you but they don't make a strong effort, or they're making a stronger effort towards other communities, you know you're not invited and you're not welcome. I will tell you, having been raised on the border my entire life, the Hispanic community is not much different from other communities, and we simply want to be given the same measure of respect. And so the issues that conservatives stand for, they're there, but we have to till the fields, and we have to bring them to fruition.
Conservative activist and vice president at the Texas Public Policy Forum, a think tank here in Texas, Joshua Trevino, was even more blunt. The message from his own party turned his own tough, independent-minded grandma off.
My own grandmother, a native-born American, maiden name Hidrogo, from Laredo, recently wanted to renew her driver's license. And you know, she hasn't driven a car in at least a decade, if not longer than that. But it emerged that she wanted to renew her driver's license because she'd somehow gotten the idea that she was in danger of deportation if she did not.
She hasn't driven, Trevino said, in 10 years. She's just worried about needing ID if she's Hispanic these days. Brad Bailey says the GOP needs to get serious about immigration reform if it wants Latinos to get more serious about the GOP.
I believe the path to legalization would be a huge step in the right direction, but we cannot be a party of, you know, deport 12 million people immediately. We can't get 500,000 people out of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. How are we going to get 12 million out? But we've got to make sure that we address that. And I think we don't have the tones like illegal alien and those things that are divisive. But this is an honest discussion that conservatives need to have and want to have.
And Republicans need to have that conversation at the national level, taking, Joshua Trevino says, some lessons from states like Texas.
The GOP at the moment nationally is very close to a failed party. But at the state level, the GOP is a supermajority party. We have 32, I think, state houses at this point, and not just state houses, but governorships and controls of state legislatures. The Republicans are a phenomenally successful party at the state level.
Trevino even suggested half seriously that the Republican National Committee should be abolished and replaced by the Republican Governors Association. Steve Munisteri wouldn't go that far, but he pulled no punches on criticizing the national party.
The RNC had nobody in the state of Texas working on outreach. I don't see anybody working on outreach, and no money was spent on outreach significantly. And yet, They had 400 employees. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars. There was $6 billion spent collectively in these campaigns. And I've pointed out to the RNC, give us $1 million and you could hire 20 field people to work full-time every day in the Hispanic community, and I think that will make a difference. So, yes, that is a winning coalition for the Democrats, but it also can be a winning coalition for Republicans, and we just need to do our job.
All of these activists agreed that nationally the GOP is just a few percentage points in some key demographics and a good, exciting, inspiring candidate away from winning the White House. And everyone at this meeting in Austin yesterday was wowed by the message from newly elected Republican senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, who told this crowd his mission was to bust the party of the rich brand that has dogged the GOP while being tough on fiscal issues in Washington. Senator Cruz told me he is going to play tough with President Obama in the upcoming debt ceiling fight, turn it into a national debate about responsible government, he says. The first shot in the next campaign.
I intend to work hard to use the debt ceiling as a leverage point to get some structural improvements to address our out-of-control spending, our deficits, and our debt, and to fight for pro-growth policies to get our economy growing. Now, let me be clear, because this issue is subject to being misunderstood. That does not mean we should default on our debt. Under no circumstances should we ever default on our debt. What it does mean is that fiscal conservatives should be prepared to stand together and, if need be, partially and temporarily shut down the federal government in order to extract concessions to fix the fiscal and economic crisis that I think is threatening to bankrupt our country and threatening the future of our kids and grandkids.
You made some comments on the 2012 election, and you suggested that the 47% that Mitt Romney referred to in a remark that he probably regrets is actually a constituency for the Republican Party going forward, not a constituency to be ignored by the Republicans. What did you mean by that?
I think that's exactly right. If you look at what has characterized the history of our country, it is unprecedented opportunity. No other country on earth has allowed so many to come from all over the world with nothing to achieve anything. And what has allowed that opportunity is an environment where the government doesn't control the economy, where small businesses and entrepreneurs can thrive and create new opportunities. My father came to this country 55 years ago from Cuba. He was an 18-year-old kid. He couldn't speak English. He washed dishes to pay his way through the University of Texas and went on to start a small business. That has been the path to the American dream for centuries. And in my view, Republicans every day, we should champion the 47%, those climbing the economic ladder, because it is reaching the American dream. It is the opportunity to do so that has made America strong.
Wouldn't your dad, though, back in 1957, have benefited from the programs led by Texas politicians like Lyndon Johnson, who created the Great Society?
Just the opposite. I have said many, many times, when my father was an 18-year-old kid, struggling to put food on the table, thank God some well-meaning liberal didn't come put his arm around him and say, let me take care of you. Let me make you dependent on government. Let me give you a check. And by the way, don't bother to learn English. Dependency is corrosive. The avenue to the American dream has consistently been standing on your own feet, providing for your family, taking individual responsibility. It was precisely because he didn't become dependent on government that he went and worked 7 days a week and ended up starting and building a small business. If you ask any abuela, any grandmother, what future would you like for your grandkids? Every single one would give you the answer that the key to the American dream is individual responsibility, and we should have policies in place that remove the barriers that government puts to people climbing the economic ladder to starting small businesses. You know, there are 2.3 million Hispanics who are small business owners in this country. Roughly 1 in 10 Hispanic households is a small business owner. That has been the path to the American dream, and government policy should do everything it can to get out of the way and allow those small businesses to flourish.
Does the Republican Party have a Latino problem in your view?
I think the Republican Party had a problem effectively communicating to those climbing the economic ladder, and that includes a significant number of Hispanics. Republicans did not carry the message that the path to greater opportunity, the path to prosperity, the path to you and your children and grandchildren improving their material condition is through free markets and opportunity and through allowing small businesses to thrive. I think Republicans did a very poor job of communicating that message. And as a result, those who were struggling to climb the economic ladder overwhelmingly voted Democrat this time. Now, I think that's particularly tragic because I think the policies of the Obama administration have been disproportionately harmful to those struggling to climb the economic ladder. Under Barack Obama, Hispanic unemployment climbed to over 10%. African-American unemployment climbed to over 14%. When you put additional regulations and taxes and barriers in the way of small businesses create two-thirds of all new jobs. And what has happened is we're drying up the jobs for those struggling to start climbing that ladder. And we need to turn that around. And Republicans have got to do a better job communicating that message.
All right, we're going to end on a takeaway question here. You know what I'm going to ask, right? I've got a really clever way to ask it. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. In 1998, at a low point for the GOP, an extraordinarily low point for the GOP, a man won a statewide election in Texas, and it became a platform to the White House. That's George W. Bush. Are you on that path, Senator Cruz?
I am on a path focused entirely on serving the state of Texas in the U.S. Senate. I mean, listen, to be honest.
That sounds like a yes.
To be honest, I have been in the Senate less than a week. At this point, I haven't even found the men's room yet. My focus is with a laser focus on representing this state and fighting for conservative principles to help lead the efforts to turn around the fiscal and economic crisis facing this country and to get our economy going again. You know, in the last 4 years, our economy has grown under Barack Obama 1.5% a year. That's less than half the historical average. Since World War II, we've averaged 3.3% a year. None of the economic problems in this country get solved unless we can get growth back. And my focus every day will be on serving in the United States Senate to champion small businesses, to champion those climbing the economic ladder, to get our economy growing and thriving, so that we can retain the strength of this country and we can ensure our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity we've been blessed to have.
Fair answer. So top priority, find the men's room. Number two, economic growth. Then three, the White House.
Focus is entirely on the U.S. Senate.
Well, decide for yourself if Republican Senator Ted Cruz, the junior U.S. Senator from Texas, is running for the White House or not. We'd love to hear what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, some local voices about the debate over gun control on The Takeaway. Stay with us from Austin, Texas.